Welcome back. Oh, you might have missed it, but I'm looking at the Wi-Fi Interactive, and guess what? Apple is now outperforming Bitcoin over the prior year. Actually, it's changed. So that was the case yesterday, but for all of this, we want to bring in Yahoo Finance's David Hollerith. And David, you blink and the numbers change sometimes, but it kind of underscores all the attention that we give to some of these big tickers, and then you don't really see how they compare side by side, but it's a pretty interesting comparison nonetheless.
Yeah, I actually saw a Bloomberg editor, Joe Wiesenthal, actually put this out today and saw it on Twitter. But it's an interesting way to sort of zoom out when you think about sort of price of, say, cryptocurrencies. You know, in 2021, Bitcoin returned 60%. Other cryptocurrencies performed better. They all have sort of different use cases, but it's interesting to sort of zoom out a bit and, you know, sort of realize that, you know, for the asset class as a whole, you know, they are still fairly volatile compared to something like Apple. Now, just in terms of how Bitcoin's trading today, it's sort of, you know, we're sort of down a little bit lower, but more or less trading sideways. Analysts from Glassnode have said that it looks like there's just been a general lack of activity, which is sort of just a continuation from the holiday period. So they're not really expecting much more than sort of sideways consolidation. In the short term, there are some bullish signals that could break out. But in general, you know, when you look at a cryptocurrency's return, I think you also have to remember that there's like a whole, you know, technological component to the asset class that's not always priced in. So sometimes just looking at the returns isn't really what a lot of the proponents of cryptocurrency are interested in. I'll just point that out. But in general, you know, we're starting the year at sort of a slower point. You know, we'll hopefully look for a breakout. Bitcoin hasn't really gotten above its range of $49,000 since it consolidated during the holiday period. And that's how the year is starting.
Yeah, and I do want to call up the Wi-Fi Interactive again, because if you look at a two-year basis, Bitcoin really outshining the biggest stock in the galaxy here. You can see Apple up 145% and Bitcoin up 538%. But I want to talk about Ether now, because the spread between Ether and Bitcoin has been in focus several times this year as it has gotten to historical wide norms. I'm just wondering, you track this, what does this mean for the price of Bitcoin and Ether?
Yeah, I think that over 2021, we saw a general higher level of interest in Ethereum and other sort of cryptocurrencies that power protocols that sort of is where, you know, developers build things like, you know, decentralized finance applications, or people will mint NFTs. So there's been a lot of demand for those protocols and the cryptocurrencies that power them as a result. One thing I'll point out about a lot of those competitors, Ethereum has been around for a while, but a lot of those are new to this year. So some of their gains are, you know, in thousands and tens of thousands. But it's worth noticing that, you know, obviously they're a lot newer, so they're a little bit less tested. So it'll be interesting to see how they perform. But in general, leading into the end of 2021, a lot of the interest I saw was sort of around these smart contract platforms.
All right. Well, we thank you. Go ahead, Julie.
Nope. I was going to say the same thing you were going to say.
I was going to say thank you. Thank you for joining us, Yahoo David Hollerith.